Well, 41 points against Fuenlabrada. Can you go any higher?
Of course, it's always different steps, but I guess 41 was a great performance. The biggest key was we got the win, so that's all that matters.
Can you remember such a? Can you compare any performance from you in your career?
This is the first of my pro career, but I have in college. I scored 41 in college as well, so this is the highest I've scored in my pro career. So 41
is incredible, but 25 in one quarter is crazy.
Yeah, it was a crazy feeling. I guess my teammates just found me, and the lane was opening up for me, and I just had it going in the first quarter. And it was a great feeling.
So the basketball was like a swimming pool, no?
More like the ocean.
Well, it's not only in Fuenlabrada. You did a great performance against Panathinaikos during the series against Panathinaikos, all the team. But right now you're in the best moment of the season.
You want to finish strong, so you got to lock in and not look too far. Just take it one game at a time, so you're more focused. And that's all I've been trying to do is be focused and be a leader for my team.
To play together on the court with Mike James is another situation that we are seeing in the last matches. How do you manage? It looks like right now you fit very well each other. And right now the opponent cannot. It's difficult for the opponents to expect what you can do.
Yeah, it's definitely a hard matchup for the opponents because we're two guards that can create for ourselves and others, and we're quick and explosive. So it's a bad matchup for others, but I think it's been fitting us well. I mean, players got to step up being with the injuries that just happened. So we're just doing what we have to do to try to get some wins and finish strong. I like playing with Mike on the court because it frees up a lot of space for everybody. And we got a great group of guys, so it's tough.
Now Barcelona again, the Rocket doesn't stop.
I mean, we've been playing some tough games all year, and this is just another one. We just got to look at it as one game and go in and try to get the win.
Now, it's difficult to focus on the next match when the Final Four is getting near. You start to think about Fenerbahce, and is the key moment and the greatest moment in the season.
Coach has been doing a great job by keeping us focused and keeping us in the moment, not looking too far. We know we got 2 weeks until Final Four, so we've just been trying to focus on this ACB and get stronger in the ratings. We have four right now, four position, so we just want to maintain that and try to get higher.
Well, what is the secret to deal with so many injured people? Because you lost Senghelia, you lost Fabian Coser at the end of the top 16, you lost Adam Hanga, and now Jack Ablathis is injured with a sprained ankle.
It's tough, but at this point in the season, everybody goes through it. Like, a lot of players start to break down a little bit, but I mean, I think we're fine. Some of the guys are coming back, and we just got to play hard and maintain our bodies and just try to stay healthy as much as we can, but we got to play hard.
But miracles, that's not happen every day.
I mean, it's tough for us, but we got a great group of guys, so I think we'll be fine.
What about your future? Are you thinking of your future? Perhaps you're thinking NBA? Why not?
I mean, of course, that's a dream, so you think of that. But right now I'm just trying to finish the season up strong and then worry about all that later.
Great teams in for Europe are going to try to contract Darius Adams. Are you thinking on it?
No. I'm just trying to finish strong. We got some goals to finish here before I can look at my next situation. So just want to finish strong with these guys.
Anyway, Coach Perasovic has said many times during the season that it's going to be difficult to keep you and Mike James in the team for next season. I don't know if there is a proposal from the club for you to stay or maybe to renew your contract.
I don't know. I haven't really looked into all that right now.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.